and welcome to Chatterbox, the Norwich Talking Newspaper. This is edition number 2113, recorded on Wednesday, 30th of September 2020. We'll be bringing you news, views and much more from the Norwich Evening News. This edition is being recorded and edited at volunteers' homes across Norwich. I'm Nikki Barnes, and this week I'm joined by a new Chatterbox reader, Gavin Bromley. Gavin, welcome to Chatterbox.
Thank you, Nikki. I'm delighted to be reading for the Norwich Talking Newspaper. This edition will include news stories from the Norwich Evening News, letters from readers, information desk and two features. But before we start on the news, we have a message from Sarah Lusher.
Hello, it's Sarah Lusher here to tell you that the Chatterbox Norfolk magazine is out now. You will hear about some interesting wildlife projects, a Norfolk banking dame. Musician Anna Mudeka and artist Danny Keane share their experiences of the county in Black History Month. We hear about sustainable fashion and how cancer research projects are taking place in the region. So do keep listening after the news to hear all this and more.
Thank you, Sarah. I'll now pass you back to Nikki, who has several messages to deliver.
We've two new listeners this week, Mrs. Margaret Gould of Sheringham and Ms. Beryl Riches. Welcome to Chatterbox. We hope you both will enjoy receiving our recordings. They're being produced once every 2 weeks at the moment. The Chatterbox committee met last week and agreed that this two-weekly system will have to continue at least until January 2021, as the COVID-19 threat is not going away. We found several messages in the returned wallets this week. We'd like to thank Mrs. J. Bloomfield, Mrs. S. Stuart Collin and Mr. Dennis Argyle for your kind comments about Chatterbox. We'd also like to thank Mrs. L. Lane for your donation to Chatterbox, and also specially to thank Heather Kennedy for the remarkable card that you sent. We received stamps from Margaret Hare and from Mrs. Janet Greenland. Mrs. Hare mentioned that her stick didn't seem to be connecting properly. We're sending another copy of the latest stick together with the current one, but if you're still having problems, it may be the player that's causing difficulties. You'll all hear later in the information desk that there do seem to be occasional problems at the moment, and we will replace any players that aren't working well.